Well, we're back after a nice long weekend. Hope everyone had a great couple of days. Hope people were safe, healthy, happy. And I'll fully admit, the match was far better than I anticipated. But let's get to today's news. This is your morning buzzcast. It is Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Abe Madcor. Let's start with Major League Baseball. The Athletic is reporting today that MLB will not propose a full revenue sharing system to determine player salaries for this upcoming season. In a scheduled meeting with the Players Association scheduled for today, the league plans to offer an alternative proposal, leaving the union with a potential choice. Remember, they could have their prorated salaries that the two sides negotiated in March. And of course, the owners, we know, are looking for a more percentage-based cut regarding salaries. Reportedly, the players have discussed the possibility of deferring to address the owners' cash flow issue. Length of season is another issue to determine. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Rays, about 14 players, were in Tropicana Field yesterday for a workout. That was one of the most formal gatherings of Major League Baseball players in a ballpark since the COVID-19 pandemic put the season in doubt. Players had their temperatures checked upon entry and wore masks in the ballpark, but could remove them during their workout. This broke over the weekend, so I'll just touch on it, but a very public sign that the NBA is hopeful that it can resume its season. Over the weekend, the NBA acknowledged that they had begun exploratory talks with the Walt Disney Company about using its venue in Central Florida to hold practices and games without fans. That would allow them to finish their season. Of course, Orlando and the wide world of sports complex has been frequently discussed as an option for the NBA. Let's shift to the NHL because they had some big news over the weekend as well. On Sunday night, they issued guidelines to move into phase two of its plan to return to play. That will allow some players to train in small groups at team facilities. Now, the NHL did not put an exact date on when phase two could go into effect, but it's targeting early June, so early into next week. The document is very detailed. Some have called it very sobering. Meanwhile, the players' union on Friday night did approve a 24-team return-to-play format. Now, to me, that's kind of a soft approval. The executive board voted 29-2 to allow this discussion to go forward. As early as today, the NHL is expected to announce exactly how that 24-team return-to-play format would work and what it would look like. But let me just say, in scouring the news over the weekend, there's still a lot of player questions. There's still a lot of uncertainty from the players. This would go to another vote once more details are worked out. So many people have said this still has a long way to go. Meanwhile, while we're talking return to play, you could not help but notice the comments from the University of Michigan president over the weekend to the Wall Street Journal, in which the president, Mark Schlissel, said it remains uncertain whether students will return in September or at all during the academic year. He also said if there's no on-campus instruction, there will be no intercollegiate athletics, at least for Michigan, he said. So that almost runs counter to some other schools, and we've talked about that, the different points of view of different institutions. Certainly other Big Ten schools said they are really planning to move forward with college football. Count the University of Michigan right now on the outside looking in. Interesting note from the group at World Team Tennis. They'll likely announce plans today for a three-week season featuring 9 teams, and they'll be playing at the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia. CBS and ESPN are signed on as broadcast partners. It'll run from July 12th to August 1st. Details of the safety protocol and whether fans will be permitted are unclear right now, but World Team Tennis looks to announce today that it'll come back for a three-week season. An interesting story out of the Financial Times over the weekend suggests that the owner of DAZN, Len Blavatnik, may be looking to sell an equity stake in DAZN or sell the company outright, as he seeks to either pump more money into the money-losing business or get out of the business altogether. The Financial Times reported that in recent weeks, DAZN has approached big media companies over a potential investment, including John Malone's Liberty Global Group, but has received little interest in any deal for DAZN, according to people familiar with the talk. So DAZN is a very hot property. A lot of people ask about it. A lot of people are paying attention to it. Interesting story out of the Financial Times that DAZN could be in play. And let's end with this. Over the weekend, multiple reports that the Pittsburgh Steelers are only selling half of their available individual tickets for the season in preparation for potential stadium social distancing guidelines. So the Steelers feel if they hold back 50% of their individual game ticket sales, they will be better prepared to deal with potential social distancing guidelines rather than if they sold out the stadium and then had to limit how many fans could come into the building. The Steelers are believed to be the first NFL team to restrict ticket sales as a precaution. So a lot of interesting news today, but the takeaway from this morning's Buzzcast to me is pretty clear. More and more sports organizations are taking firm and formal steps to returning to play, which is a good thing. So that is your morning Buzzcast for Tuesday. It's May 26th. It's the Tuesday after Memorial Day. Hope everyone gets after it and has a great week. I'm Abe Madcore. We'll talk to you tomorrow.